USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has hit Venezuela with a new round of financial sanctions as one of his last acts in office. The Treasury Department says the new round goes after three people and more than a dozen businesses that it accuses of helping Venezuela's state-owned oil company evade previous sanctions. Throughout his term, President Trump has maintained pressure to try and force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power, including recognizing opposition politician Juan Guaido as the country's president. President Trump also made his farewell address to the nation on Tuesday. In a taped speech, the president telling the country that he fought for the idea that all Americans have a voice.
I took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten, because everyone matters and everyone has a voice.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With hours to go before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, Tim Berg takes a look back at President Trump's inauguration day from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed in businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Whether it's COVID-19 itself or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business. And so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Houston Astros all-star outfielder George Springer is taking his talents to the Great White North. Springer will reportedly sign a 6-year, $150 million deal with the Toronto Blue Jays pending a physical. The 3-time All-Star was a vital part of the Astros team that beat the LA Dodgers in the 2017 World Series, earning himself MVP honors. And University of Connecticut women's head basketball coach Gino Auriemma won his 1,099th career game, passing the late Tennessee Hall of Fame coach Pat Summitt for second all-time on the Division I wins list. He sits just 6 wins behind Stanford's Tara Vanderveer, who passed Summitt for the top spot earlier this season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.